Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live, on the air, and online right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the troublesome issues of real life, we invite you to call now. The number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Or the full number, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, this is Basic Gospel. It's a brand new month, October 1st, and this month we're going to dedicate the broadcast to a discussion of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's so much confusion about what the gospel really is. You go out on the street, you ask 100 different people to define the gospel, you're going to get basically 100 different answers. Many people will focus the gospel on what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to become better people. They're going to stop cussing, as much. They're going to pray more. They're going to read the Bible more. So a lot of people equate the gospel to improvements that they're going to make in their lives based on the cross of Jesus Christ. Others will simply say it's forgiveness of sins. There's all kinds of answers, but the Bible has a complete story as to what this gospel message is. So this month we're going to be taking a really deep dive into the gospel, what this good news is, how this good news benefits us as believers in Christ. And one of the things that we will talk about time and time again is the fact that what Jesus is bringing to us is something that is brand new. So we're going to touch on that word new quite a number of times in this month. And we have a wonderful CD that we want to put into your hands, and it's entitled Something New. And what that CD looks at is all the things that are new with us as a result of the gospel's work in our lives. What happens to us when we come to Christ by faith? What happens to us when Christ makes us fully alive? What is new that we can grab hold of and live in today that we didn't have before? So we want to put this CD into your hands. It's available for a gift of any amount. This is a wonderful CD to help solidify your relationship with Christ. If you're struggling with salvation, you're struggling with assurance of salvation, you're not exactly sure that you have come to know Christ personally, this CD can help drive the stake for you so that you can gain assurance of your salvation. If you've been in conversations with people about the good news of Jesus Christ, but don't feel adequate to express it the way that you would like to, this is a great resource that you can put into people's hands. So folks that you know, that you're talking to, that you work with, people in your family, neighbors in your neighborhood or in your apartment building, this is a great tool to put into their hands and say, listen, and then let's talk about it. It will open up many, many conversations about this gospel message. So we want to put this CD into your hands, Something New. It's available to you for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this month. All the information on how you can give, how you can become a part of the Basic Gospel team is online at basicgospel.net. We encourage you to go there right now and learn all that is new for you in Christ. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Richard Piper is here. My name is Bob Christopher. We welcome your calls, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. Right now, I'm going to welcome to our microphones Dr. Joe Langley. He is the pastor of a church down in Waxahachie, and we're actually going to be with him this Sunday, October 4th, for the Basic Gospel Day, Park Meadows Church. Joe, welcome to Basic Gospel.
Thank you, Bob. Hey, guys.
Howdy. How you doing?
We're really excited about this weekend and what we're going to be doing. A lot of our folks are listeners to Basic Gospel, and some are financial supporters, and they're really excited about meeting you guys in person. And I think we're just excited about, you know, celebrating the grace message and sharing the grace message with each other.
Well, yes, indeed. And for our listeners, Joe has become a really good friend of mine, a good friend of the ministry. He reached out a number of years ago, and we've had numerous conversations together over breakfast, over coffee, just sitting in the office together. And Joe, I just really appreciate your heart and your passion to communicate this good news to people in a way that can really change and transform them. Tell us and tell our listeners a little bit of your story, how you came to know the grace of God, and how that message, how that transformation in your own life has shaped your ministry as a pastor, as a teacher, there at Park Meadows Church.
Well, you know, I think growing up in church, I had heard about, you know, the New Covenant. I had heard different things. I certainly had heard about grace, although my definition of grace had it down to a doctrine that was, you know, one part of the message instead of, you know, being the real message of spiritual life. But it was actually through some books. I read Bob George's book, Classic Christianity, and Holy Spirit just really spoke to me. I remember I was given that book by someone that was teaching error, and I read the book to find, you know, the error in it that I could help him see. I stayed up all night and read the book and made a lot of notes, and then just a few days later I received a book by Steve McVeigh in the mail, and then started reading, you know, different ones. And the Holy Spirit in my life really used books and the teaching of others through my reading. And so then I had a little bit of a hard time, you know, kind of refining it. I preached grace, but I mixed in some of, you know, the stuff I'd heard before and that I'd always been teaching. And what I learned is, you know, you can preach 51 weeks on pure grace and you preach one mixed grace sermon where you're a law preacher. And I just decided I was just going to be consistent, non-contradictory. For the first time, you know, aspects of the Bible were making sense to me. They were fitting together. I'm a real systematic person, and, you know, I don't want to force a piece in. I want it to fit naturally. And the grace message, it just fit. I began reading the Bible, and I thought, who put this verse in? I know that verse wasn't in last year when I read it, or certainly, you know, wasn't a few years ago, but, you know, things just coming up and making sense. And it's been a great journey. I've been preaching grace message since about 1998, and it's just a great, you know, the rest, the peace, the joy is just amazing to me as a preacher and what's doing in the lives of people. Just before I called in, I got a call from a man that his wife has been the last 3 weeks to church. She grew up in a very legalistic background, and he told me, he said, she's been with me 3 times to church in our marriage. It's the last 3 weeks. And she just has a joy on her face when she's finding out God's unconditional love. She's finding out that it's not about, you know, how well she performs. It's about how much God loves her. And that message, being able to preach that, it's my favorite part of the week, that 20, 30 minutes I have every Sunday morning.
Well, that's wonderful. And, you know, just the conversations that we've had, it's those have been encouraging to me, challenging to me, inspirational to me. And like I said, I just really appreciate your heart. And we're so grateful to you for opening up your church Sunday for the Basic Gospel Day. Tell our listeners, especially those here in the Dallas area and the Waco area and all around here, about what's going to happen this Sunday, October 4th.
Well, we're going to go ahead and have our typical church service at 10. Our music is quite a bit different. We like to take popular songs, and our music guy, he rewrites them and makes them, you know, the content, the grace message content, real strong. I'm going to be preaching, you know, just on the grace message, which to me, the new covenant, finished work of Christ, Christ living in us. And then the latter part of the service, I'm going to turn it over to you to, you know, to teach a little, whatever you want to do. And then at 11 o'clock, you're going to have the hour from 11 to 12 to teach. And we have someone going to be grilling hamburgers on a grill, and we're going to be able to provide hamburgers and chips and drinks and things like that at 12, just to let you have a meet and greet. And I know a lot of folks are going to be, you know, excited. They hear your voice on the radio every day, and the chance to shake your hand and visit with you a little bit, I think, is going to be very good. Also, I hope you'll bring some copies of your book. I'd like to have a book.
We're going to bring books. We're going to bring other resources.
Awesome.
Richard
That's
is going to be there. Greg is going to be there. We're going to have a number of folks from our team here. So during that 11 to 12 hour, I will speak a little bit. We'll open up for question and answers, and then we're just going to have a great time of fellowship.
Yeah,
and that's one of the great joys of believers in Christ, is to really get together and share like-minded experiences. And that's what the meal is going to do. So we're looking forward to this.
It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, as long as we can't smell the burgers cooking during that 11 to 12 hour, that makes it hard.
That's right.
Yeah,
well, Joe,
he's good. He cooks a good burger.
Oh, I promise you.
Well, Joe, tell us exactly where Park Meadows Church is located and how our folks can get there.
Well, the physical address, you know, if you're using a GPS, which is that's about the only way I do it now, find something. But it's 3350 Highway 77 North. And if there's any confusion, they can go to parkmeadows.org. And there's a map on our website that will help them. But it's 3350 Highway 77 North. It's on Highway 77 in between Waxahachie, just a mile or two to our south, Red Oak about a mile or two to our north. Highway 77 parallels 35. So if you're coming, you know, from Hillsboro, Waco, or coming from Dallas, 77 is just right off of Interstate 35. And, you know, like I said, parkmeadows.org website will give you a visual map if you want to go and look at that.
And I think we even have information on our events tab at basicgospel.net. But we just encourage our listeners to come and join us this Sunday. You will get to meet a pastor who is teaching the fullness of the gospel message, who is delivering each and every week the life, the Spirit-led life that is contained in this new covenant. So I know you'll be encouraged by that. You'll be able to connect with us as far as Basic Gospel is concerned. So come join us this Sunday, October 4th at Park Meadows Church. 10 o'clock is the start time of the service. We'll go to 12 o'clock and then have hamburgers on the grill and just a wonderful time of fellowship. And if you're worried about the weather, I think Sunday, based on weather forecast, may be the best day in 2015.
Well,
it'll be about 78 degrees, beautiful sunshine. It's not going to get any better than this. So come be a part of it Sunday, October 4th. And, Joe, thank you so much for calling in today, and we're looking forward to seeing you Sunday.
Yeah, see you all Sunday.
Excellent.
It'll be great. All right, thanks very much.
Yeah, well, that was Dr. Joe Langley, just one of the nicest people you will ever meet. He has a wonderful book out, I think, called Unfiltered Grace, and you'll be able to pick that up Sunday as well. But this is going to be a great time, and we're really looking forward to it.
Oh, yes. And one of the things that excites me about these kinds of opportunities is a lot of people will say to us, well, how in the world would you run a church by grace? Because we're so accustomed to not doing it that way. Well, here's a guy who's doing it. And I hope we get to hear from him on Sunday how he does it, how this actually works in a real life, rubber meets the road, real people, real problems, real solutions kind of way.
Absolutely.
That's exciting.
Yeah, well, he's doing a great job. So come join us October 4th. Well, this is Basic Gospel. My name is Bob Christopher, along with Richard Pfeiffer. We welcome your call, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. Wanted to spend just a few minutes, Richard, today talking about the word new. We see that all over the New Testament. Mm-hmm. We see it in the New Covenant. We see, for example, in Romans 6, where we've been raised to walk in the newness of life. And that's really an exciting word for us, new. We like new things.
Yes.
We just look at what's happening in the electronics industry. We get something new every 6 months, the latest and the greatest.
Yes.
And we have such an insatiable desire for the latest and greatest. I think when Apple announced the new iPhone 6S and the 6S Plus, when it actually became available, I think they broke all sales records.
Yes.
Greatest single day of sales in Apple's history as far as the iPhone is concerned. It just shows the insatiable desire that we have for the latest and greatest. We want things that are new. But sometimes when we talk about, a complete change of belief system, complete change of government, a complete change of all those, we're not so sure. We're kind of comfortable in our old skin.
Yes.
But this gospel message introduces us to something that is brand new. It is totally different than the old stale way of life that we once lived. And if you're looking to break free from that old stale life, new is a great word. That gives you hope that there is something better. And it's not an improved life. You know, God doesn't take that old life and patch it up a little bit and make that old life better. He introduces us to a brand new life. It's qualitatively different from the old. And that's what new means. It means, as far as the New Testament is concerned, it means something that is qualitatively different, something that's qualitatively new, newly made, newly introduced, as opposed to old or former. It's better in every aspect. That's the new life that we have in Christ. As we've said time and time again on this broadcast, Christianity is not a self-improvement program.
Correct.
So many people look at it as a self-improvement program. It just seems to be the philosophy of choice to make their life better. That's not what it's all about. If you notice the gospel message, if you take a really genuine look at how it's laid out, it starts with death. It's the death of Christ. It's the burial of Christ. It's the resurrection of Christ. And so the lead story, the first chapter, is death. And it's the first story for us too. Our old life has to die, has to come to an end. It has to be crucified with Christ. Without death, there is no resurrection. There is no new. So that's where it begins. It begins with death, a putting aside of that old way of life, burying that old way of life so that we could be raised to walk in the newness of life, experience something that is totally different, qualitatively different than what we had before. That's what this gospel message is all about. It's introducing you to a new way of life altogether, Christ's life being lived through you.
It's amazing. The way you just described that made something pop into my head. There is no adventure story ever written that begins with the death of the hero. Now, the hero might die. But the hero always dies at the end after having been a hero, and other people walk away with their heads held high, but with a tear streaming down their cheek. In this story, and this is why it's so different than everything else, in this story, the hero dies first. Who does that? Well, God does that.
That's why it's so counterintuitive.
Yes.
To everything that we've ever known before. And that's why we can have a promise of something new.
Yes.
You know, usually heroes protect what we have,
yeah,
what's already in place. But Jesus puts an end to all of that.
Yes.
He says, we're going to take all that and kind of throw it away, so to speak. Mm-hmm. As Paul said, I consider all that I was rubbish.
Yes.
I mean, everything that I felt was important, everything that I held dear and close to the heart, I now consider as rubbish, as garbage, for the sake of knowing Christ. And that's what makes this new life qualitatively different, the fact that we can know the God of this universe. And in essence, that really is the nature of this new life that we have in Jesus.
Yes, it is.
It's that relationship that wasn't available to us as lost people.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to be talking about all month on Basic Gospel. We're going to take a deep dive into the gospel of Jesus Christ and look at all things that have been made new for those who have come to know him personally by saying with your lips that Jesus Christ is Lord and by believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead.
One of the reasons we're going to do this month is stated in this email question we got just today. I'm going to read the whole thing so you catch all of the context of it. It's written to us from someone named Pat who listens on Word FM here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. This post quoted below appeared on my Facebook today. I had to disagree with it and was wondering if you could also give some insight. Am I correct in understanding that you cannot lose your salvation? What's the best way to respond? Here's the post. Quote, "It's your obedience to his word that will get you in heaven and holiness, without which no man can see the Lord." Hebrews 12:14, Romans 6:16, 2 Corinthians 7:1, Ephesians 4:24, 1 Thessalonians 4:7. Unfortunately, we have a lot of preachers that preach once saved, always saved, and then people think they can do whatever they want and still make it into heaven. And it's just not true. You can't serve two masters, Matthew 6:24. You can lose your salvation if you don't repent and get it right with God. Narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and very few will find it, Matthew 7:14. What kind of response do you give to that kind of an assertion?
Well, last week when somebody called and said, Jesus is the law, I responded with dadgummit. And,
yes.
You know, I think the same thing. It gets back to what is the gospel message and what is salvation. I think many folks who say that we can walk away, that we can lose salvation, have limited the salvation experience to simply forgiveness of sins.
Yes.
We receive a golden ticket that grants us entry into heaven when we die. But salvation is much more than that. It's much deeper than that. It works its way deep inside of us to the very core of who we are and brings life to our dead spirits. It
yes.
regenerates us. It makes us alive fully in Christ Jesus. And then God's Spirit comes to live inside of us. And God's Spirit at that point begins the transformation process by renewing our mind, our attitudes, and then from that we see our behaviors start to change. Mm-hmm. So we're fundamentally different because Christ has come to live inside of us. And Christ has promised and he has committed himself to completing the work that he began
yes.
in us. So let him do that. So it's not that people, once saved, always saved isn't in the Bible.
No.
It's when you teach the completeness of salvation, you realize that Christ is not going to change his mind or to reverse everything that he has accomplished in us. So our salvation is based on him and his work. And with that, we can be confident and assured that we're going to be with him forever.
Yes.
Well, this is Basic Gospel. Thank you so much for joining us. Tomorrow, please note this. We are starting a new segment of the broadcast. It's a teaching edition. We will be studying through our New Covenant journey. It is a wonderful, wonderful study. This will be a 20-week series.
Yes.
So for the next 20 Fridays, we're going to be working our way through the New Covenant Journey Bible Study Guide. If you have not picked up your copy, we encourage you to go to basicgospel.net and order a copy so that you can follow along, so that you can join in, be a part of this online, on-air Bible study. That begins tomorrow, October 2nd. We're really looking forward to that.
Yes,
you and I have been spending a lot of time preparing,
yes.
so we're excited about that. And we will see you tomorrow for a special teaching edition of Basic Gospel.